الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we praise him, we seek his assistance and his forgiveness. The evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't bless with guidance, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Guide, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're dealing with your spouse, when you're dealing with your children, when you're at work, when you're watching, whenever you're watching on your phone and your tablets, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do not fall into something that might displease him. And you ought to stay in this state and do not leave this world except submitting to him in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, your Lord, your sustainer, your guide, advises you to have taqwa. And one aspect of taqwa is قُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, to say truthful words. Do not be condescending. Do not be insultive. Say what's truth and do not lie. And if you're able to control your tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless and he will rectify you, rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed gain a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has blessed us in these days of still of days of Eid. We call the days of Yawmul Tashriq, the days of that following after the days of Eid, 3 days afterwards is still part of this Eid celebration, if you will. And the Hujaj, those who are out there and currently in Minna and Mecca, they're still performing their rituals or their actions of the Hajj. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that from them and bring them home safely. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And to invite us, inshallah ta'ala, to one day to go and to visit his house so we get this great honor. And when we talk about great honors, and we're talking about the time and the season that we're in right now, it highlights one specifically special person. And that is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. And we look at Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we look and see how many times in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him. Around 74 times by name in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. The second most prophet to be spoke about in the Quran, in around 25 different chapters in the Quran. And there's a reason for that. There must be a significance, if you will, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take so many places in the verses of the Quran to speak about him. Because he was an amazing person. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من أحسن دينا ممن أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن واتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is better in religion than the one who submits his whole entire self to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follows the ways of Ibrahim. And did indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim as an intimate, close servant of his, right? This was the honor that Ibrahim got as a title of Khalilullah, the intimate servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And that is a major maqam. And when we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, one thing that you will see, there's a central theme that we see a lot in his life. And that central theme is a virtue of sacrifice. That he's able to sacrifice all the things that are around him, other things that he might want to do, right, for the commandment and following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to do so. And you will see this many times in his life. When we look at him as a small child in the city that he grew up in, right, he had to sacrifice of being accepted with his people, to having the comfort that nobody would bother him, having the comfort of not having any issues with his family. He sacrificed that to speak the truth and tell his people that these idols do not speak. These idols do not benefit you. Your true God is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could have stayed quiet. He could have had a nice life, a childhood. Nobody would have bothered him. He would have had a nice family home. His dad would have kept on sculpturing idols and he would have been okay. He didn't have to get kicked out of the house. But no, he sacrificed that for something that is much greater. And that is to tell people that who their true God is. He knew that that might cost him his life. He knew that he might lose friends. He might lose family. But that was all second a thought for Ibrahim alayhi salam. That was a major sacrifice. But what was the reward of his sacrifice? We see that when the people finally gathered him and caught him and said, you know, we're going to throw you into this big fire because of what you have done, that you want to speak out against our gods. You want to speak the truth that you say. Guess what? We're going to catapult you into this big fire. And as he's being catapulted and thrown into the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a miracle. That's one of the greatest miracles that we've seen on the face of this earth, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fire change its characteristics and make it cool and peaceful for him. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Qudna naru, kunu barudan wa salamun ala Ibrahim." Oh fire, change your characteristics. Because there is a man that's about to fall into you, that has sacrificed for my cause, that has given up the fame and the comfort of his childhood and for his being okay with his people, for what is truth. So fire, guess what? You change. Because the man that's about to fall on you is a man of esteem, honor, esteem, maqam, esteem, rank that he has. Ibrahim alayhi salam falls into the fire, doesn't burn him, doesn't touch him, and walks out. Amazing, amazing, miraculous miracle that he has for what the sacrifice that he did. We go and we look to his family, another sign of sacrifice, where he has his son that he's been wanting so badly, and he has his dear wife, Hajar, alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to take your dear wife, to take this child of yours that you've been waiting for so long, some say around 80 plus years he was when he finally had baby Ismail. Take this child, put him in this desert. There's no water there. There's no other people that might take care of them. Sacrifice that comfort of you being with your son, your newborn. And any married couple in the crowd here that had their first child, you know how you were when you had your first child. You were ecstatic. The grandparents were going crazy. Everyone wants to hold that child. Everyone wants to play with them. Imagine that child now being taken away and say, put him in that desert and put your wife in there. That family you wanted so much, now separate from yourself from them. that sacrifice, this comfort, this enjoyment that you have for a greater cause. Ibrahim alayhi salam follows. He does not question. He leaves his wife. He leaves his baby inside there. What's the reward of that? What is the comfort of that, right? We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. Where now that what? That Kaaba, that same valley where there's only three people that was there at that time. Him, his wife, and his son. Now there's 3 million people that come there and do the Hajj rituals, which he's the one that initiated. Which he finally taught, he taught the first people, how do you perform a Hajj? And now in 1444 Hijri calendar, or 2023 Common Era calendar, there is people still doing what he initiated way back there and sacrificed that comfort. People are still doing the actions of what he did. What honor and great honor he got for that sacrifice. Then we look to his son when he was born. And the famous story that we all know, when his son was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the commandment to what? Sacrifice his son, this baby that you've been waiting for so long. Are you willing to sacrifice your love for this attachment of this world? Yes, children are attachment of this world. Yes, they're family. Yes, we love our children, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Kaf that amalu wal banuna zinatul hayati dunya, that money and children are the decorations and the beauty of this world. Right? People love to brag about their money and brag about their children. Their children got this honor roll and they're this doctor and this engineer, right? This is a love for parents. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to do so. Can you follow that sacrifice? We all know that he was able, without a second thought, amazing, that he was able to go ahead and follow those commandments. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want him to sacrifice his son. It was a seed that he was able to sacrifice his attachment, his love, over the command of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. Was he able to follow the command of his Lord or his love for his child? That is a great test. That's a great test that none of us want to be tested with, right? But Ibrahim alayhi salam was on a different level and he was able to do so. What is the reward of that? Today, all of us are doing qurbani. We're doing udhiyah. People are sacrificing animals, right? From this event, he didn't know that this would be a tradition. He didn't know that many people would have come after and kept on doing what he initially was commanded to do and finally had to slaughter the animal that was given to him. But now we've been doing this for so many years from that sacrifice that he did without a second thought. Amazing individual that he will be able to put away these other things, these other comforts that he has for the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a significant lesson for all of us. That you will come in times of your life where you will have to sacrifice something that you might think that's really dear to you to following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want you to do. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to keep those nice relations with your family, silatul rahim. But maybe your pride, maybe your ego is coming in the way that you don't want to talk to these people no more, or you don't want to care for them, and you don't want to call them, and you don't want to greet them. But guess what? You might have to sacrifice that from what your Lord wanted you, because that takes precedence. Maybe the way that you want to dress. Maybe you don't want to wear these clothes. Maybe you don't want to cover up. But if your Lord told you to do so, that commandment overrides any desire else. Maybe it's hard to wake up in the morning. Maybe it's hard to take off time during the day to pray. So you might have to sacrifice my desire of comfort, right? Of my nice sheets in the morning, throughout the day, to go and what? And dedicate myself for that quick 5 minutes, 10 minutes to pray to my Lord. And then you will see that that's not really much of a sacrifice. That's actually more of an investment, right? And a benefit for yourself. That we could follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam and be able to sacrifice those things that are competing to us with what? The commandment of our Lord. And follow that and make that first and foremost and get to that level. I say this and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and to forgive, for indeed He's forgiving for asking Him for forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. One thing we see, my dear brothers and sisters, and I want to leave on this note here, that every time he had this sacrifice, we have to understand it was it's not Ibrahim alayhi salam that was observing the commandment of his Lord, but it was his family. It was an amazing family that he had. A great standard for all of us that are married and have children, or inshallah ta'ala will be blessed with a spouse and children, and how to follow the commandments of Allah. We look at when he left his wife Hajar alayhi salam, let's go back to that, and left her in the valley there. And it's mentioned in the books of stories of the prophets, and Ibn Kathir, rahimah, mentioned in his book, as he's leaving his wife and the baby Ismail in the desert and walking away, his wife is wondering, where is he going, right? How is he just taking off? We have nothing around us. And she says a very significant question. The very first question that comes to our head is not about, can you leave us some money? Can you give us some food? Can you do this or do that? The number one question that she says, Allahu amaraka bihada. She said, oh Ibrahim, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to do this? That's the first thing I want to know. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to do this? Because if this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a game changer. We have no worries. That's a guaranteed win. If Allah commanded you to do so, then I'm content. I don't have to worry. Number one question she asked, and she gets the sign that this is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No more questions after that. She doesn't need no more provisions after that. Can you leave a little bit of this? Can you come back and bring us some food? If Allah commanded you to do this, we are all good. Everything will be okay because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment. It made her feel rest assured. What a woman. What amazing belief that she has to have in a desert, stuck there with nothing else around her and a small baby. And the first question he asks is that this is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go to his son when he's about to sacrifice him. Baby Ismail alayhi salam. Right? When he's into his a little bit of his older childhood and lays him down and about to sacrifice him, he asks him a very interesting question. And he asks him, what do you think about this command that Allah has given me? That I am going to sacrifice you. What is the first thing that comes out of his mouth as a child? What does he say? He says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِفْ عَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Oh, my dear father. Look at this, my dear brothers and sisters. Oh, my dear father. Do what Allah has commanded you. If it's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all good. Even he's a child, so young in age, but his understanding of what Allah's commandment is amazing. If Allah commanded you to do this, let's get it on. No questions asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only bring good if he has commanded you to do this. This is their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their love of Allah. This is their attachment to their Lord. If Allah commanded me to do this, there is no wrong that will happen. We were all good. Do what your Lord has to tell you to do so. Your Lord tells us that you're going to pray 5 times a day, to dress this way, to keep good in relations with your family. There's only good in that. There's nothing that ever will come bad in that. That's a guarantee for your Lord. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And that is the way how our Lord rewards those who do good, who are muhsin. This is the commandment. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses Ibrahim and his family. That they, number one priority in their life was not their desires and their comfort, but if Allah has commanded us to do so, then we're all good. My dear brothers and sisters, this was not special for Ibrahim alayhi salam. This was only another special case just for him. That is for me and you. That is when you're going through your trouble, when you're going through your tough times. If Allah has commanded you to do something, there's only good that will come your way, my dear brothers and sisters. That's 100% guarantee. As I end on this, on the verse in Surah Ankabut, the last verse in chapter number 29 in Surah Ankabut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلُنَا. That whoever strives in following the commandments of Allah, who puts in effort, sometimes it's tough, Allah says that we will surely 100% guide them. Not one way, subul yani, multiple doors will open for you. 100% guaranteed. Don't doubt it one bit, like Ibrahim alayhi salam never doubted it. Like Hajar alayhi salam never doubted it. Like Ismail alayhi salam never doubted it. If it's a commandment from Allah, it's only good. It's there's only blessings in that. And that is the great lessons that we learn from these days, my dear brothers and sisters. And there's great stories, a narrative that Allah has given us in the Quran, that this is there for us, my dear brothers and sisters. We have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. things might not look like it's okay in a barren desert that my son's about to be sacrificed. If it's commanded from Allah, you will see later on the beauty of it. You will see the benefits of it. You have to have that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, help us follow your command and what you have guided us to, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to help us follow the footsteps of Ibrahim and his family, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to help us have firm trust in you and have love for you, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala alladhina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفرنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآفنا واعف عنها اللهم أدخلنا في جنتك يا كريم يا رحمن الرحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا كريم يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Make your line straight, close up any gaps. Just as a reminder, we'll do the takbirat after the salah, as it's, we're still in the days of Eid, and there is a salat al-janazah afterwards. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولك الحمد كثيرا بارك فيك الله اكبر سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى الله اكبر الله اكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا والحمد الكثير بارك فيك الله أكبر سبحان الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليك يا نبي ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله We still have one more day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, the day of Takbirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more opportunities later, inshallah, in our life. We accept the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the days of zikr. And zikr more than anybody else. Zikr of your even forefathers and your families. Fazkurullah ka zikrikum aba'akum wa ashadda zikra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Make dua maghfirah. For dua for the shifa of several people, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Imran Mughalzai, Aliuddin Momen, Mahmoud, Aliuddin Mahmoud, Haysam Bandukhti, Brother Zeng Huan Pai, Brother Muhammad Al Qaisi, Brother Shokat Khan, and Ghassan Karum and Jad Usman, and several people from the Kewal, Ayub, Kamal, and Kewal families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them all shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ta shafi. La shafiya illa anta shifa an la yugadir usuqma. And make dua maghfirah for Parvez Khan. Allahumma ghfirlahu ya Allah. We'll be praying Salatul Janaza for Brother Muhammad Khan. May Allah bless him, give him the place in Jannah. And his burial will take place in the cemetery here in Westminster. Sister Tayyiba Ju, her burial will take place in El Toro Memorial tomorrow, inshallah. So our condolences to both families, their relatives and friends, and please stand for Salatul Janaza. If for any brother from the immediate family want to be in the front area, please come forward. Barakallahu fikum. Three people in one line. I got it. Facing Qibla. Salat. It's all right. There are two families, so if anyone from the other family want to come. Salatul Janaza has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hand to your ears and then recite, say Allahu Akbar, and then recite Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, or recite Suratul Fatiha. And then second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And the third takbir, after that you recite a special dua, asking Allah's forgiveness for the people who passed away and for all of us. So we say Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina ila akhiri dua. Or you say simply Allahumma aghfir lahuma wa rahamhuma, wallahu forgive them, wallahu mercy on them. And then fourth takbir and salam on both sides. So turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. اللهم اغفر لهما وارحمهما وعافهما واعف عنهما، اللهم اكرم نزلهما ووسع مدخلهما، اللهم اغسل خطاياهما بالماء والثلج والبرد، اللهم نقهما من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس، اللهم جازهما بالاحسان احسانا بالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا، والله bless them, give them the place in Jannah. Allah forgive their shortcomings, their mistakes. Allah make their qabr, their graves, the gardens from the gardens of paradise. Allah give patience to their family members. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khari khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahib. Barakallahu fikum. Please give some moments for sunnah, and then the body can be taken after that.